The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Jesus said to his disciples,
"In those days, after the time of distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will lose its brightness, the stars will come falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then too he will send the angels to gather his chosen from the four winds, from the ends of the world and the ends of heaven. Take the fig tree as a parable. As soon as its twigs grow supple and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. So with you, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the very gates. I tell you solemnly, before this generation has passed away, all these things will have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But as for that day or hour, nobody knows it, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son. No one but the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. In today's readings, we've been presented with a lot of dramatic imagery portraying the signs of the coming of the Son of Man, carried in splendor on clouds and gathering his chosen ones at the end of time. This apocalyptic imagery some might find disturbing and unsettling, yet it's essentially an image of hope and consolation, an image of the glorified Christ gathering in, drawing all of humanity whom he has redeemed to the glory of God. There is much in our world today that is both disturbing and unsettling. Wars, conflict, natural disasters, economic crises, personal trauma and tragedy of one kind or another. They are like clouds that appear suddenly, unexpectedly, envelop us, and eventually pass away. In relation to the existence of the cosmos and our own world, our lives are very short indeed, and filled with both joys and sorrows, which come and pass away. But for us who have the gift of faith, there is one constant which has always been and will always be, and that is God, who created the world and holds us all in being. And God has revealed himself in his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whose presence shines so vividly in today's readings. Our Lord is saying something really important when he says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." His words will not pass away because they are the eternal, living word of God that has the power to transform us, to become the people we are called to be. A holy people, a people set apart to worship and serve God. We serve God by loving, which is expressed in concrete ways, such as caring for our loved ones, family, and the needy of our society, by contributing towards the upbuilding of our parish community in all kinds of ways according to our own gifts, capabilities, and means. The more we do this, strengthened, nourished, and empowered by hearing and receiving the word of God and receiving the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the celebration of the Eucharist, the more we make real the presence of Christ among us.